Wow. Morning, sleepyhead. Did you have a good sleep? What am I doing? Waking up my best friend, obviously. I'm sorry. Are you still half asleep? Did I wake you up too early? You're the one who told me to wake you up so that we won't be late for class. I'm just doing what I'm told. Like a good little pet. Oh, I'm the slut. 'Cause I seem to remember you being the one who asked for morning wake-up blowjobs. In fact, I remember you're the one that told me anytime you sleep over, you'd expect to be waking up with my lips wrapped around your cock. That you must start the day by emptying a load down my throat. That I should treat it like my morning coffee or something like that. And as you clearly see, there's still no load down my throat, so you started it. I'm just doing what I was told. Besides, you get to wake up with a lovely, warm tongue massaging your cock. Do you want to know how I woke up? With your hard cock pressed on me, prodding me in the belly like some jabbing finger. You're even rubbing it into me. I thought you were trying to fuck my belly or something. Like a weirdo. Only gently, but still. Must have been some dream you were having trying to fuck me in your sleep. You slut. Knowing you, you probably did it on purpose. Waking up your pet with your wonderfully hard cock. Practically begging for me to suck on it, even in your sleep. No self-control at all. Oh yes, it was only because I slept naked next to you like the slut that I am. Nothing to do with how you fuck me endlessly these days. Oh, I begged you to fuck me? Fine, fine, you got me there. I'm the sluttier one. I mean, look at me. Here I am, waking up my best friend using my mouth, again, licking, kissing, and sucking your marvelous cock, again, swirling my tongue around your shaft, eagerly trying to train your balls, again. I can't help it, it just feels too good. Oh, my mouth feels empty unless I'm sucking on you. It's only natural I wake you up this way. But I still blame you. You totally started it when you turned me into your personal slut. Training me to be your pet. Your personal fuck pet. It was your idea, after all. Remember when I told you way back that we were just friends and never going to be anything more than a couple of besties? Boy, was I wrong. I should have known that you weren't gonna give up that easily. Oh no. You were so sly about it at first. Oh yeah. Totally didn't see what you were trying to do. The casual touching, overly friendly hugs, telling me to do things. Little things at first. Stand up straight. Smile more. Do that thing again. How about you cook dinner for us? Making me call you sir. Yeah, that one wasn't subtle at all. It was so infuriating, but then rewarding me whenever I did them. Petting my head, calling me a good girl. Hell, just giving me some chocolate like some Pavlovian treat. And I would just melt inside. Yeah, I would grumble and complain at times, but I kept doing it. Doing what you told me because it made me feel good. Soon enough, I didn't need to be told. I'd go out of the way to do things that would make you happy, that would make you praise me, because I wanted you to praise me, even if I didn't want to admit it. And you knew, you from the beginning, even before I did, how much I enjoyed being told what to do. That desire I had to have someone else take control, completely and utterly at the mercy of someone else, even if it was my annoying best friend. Eventually, requests got a bit more perverse because, of course, they did. Making me sit on your lap while we watched movies on the couch. Getting me even more comfortable with having your hands on me. Telling me what to wear. Asking me to buy clothes that showed off just a little more skin. Nothing slutty. Not at first, but enough to show off. Or even to stop fidgeting whenever you put your arm around me in public. Letting me know that even in public, you could control me. Constantly finding new ways to get me used to the idea that I was yours. And every time I would pretend to push back, and every time I would fail, you could see right through me. See how much I blushed and got flustered. You did so much so often, making me feel so good. Ultimately, I just gave up. Stopped pretending that I didn't want it. Did whatever you told me to and felt so good to be able to let go of anything holding me back. Have you make all my decisions that I didn't want to make. To not have to think for myself if I didn't want to. I could just turn to you more than my friend, my master. You were so confident and strong in your words. I didn't even question it when you first asked me to blow you. By then, it was just a natural evolution of our relationship. And I loved every second of it. The way you told me, you commanded me to kneel. Oh, the feeling of your hand as it ran through my hair, guiding me to your cock. How firm you were, while teaching me the best techniques I could use to please you. How best to use my mouth and my tongue. How you would call me a good girl while I used them on you. Oh. And the moment you shot your first load down my throat, I knew. Knew that nothing was off limits after that. Blowjobs every morning, sharing a shower. Dressing me up like your perfect whore and letting you fuck me senseless after. It was only natural that I let you do all this. I needed it. It was like discovering a part of me that was always there. I craved being an obedient pet. Your pet. Your personal plaything. Your toy. Your fuck puppet. Whatever you wanted to call me. I needed to be whatever you want. Because I feel empty without it. So maybe I am the sluttier one. But only because you made me like this. So lie back and let me do what I've been told to do. I feel you getting closer and closer. Please come down my throat, master. Thank you, Master, for emptying a load down my throat. I hope you like your morning blowjob today. Now, come on. I gotta get ready. I have classes today. I'm like super busy today. It's crazy, between class and the assignments due. I'm gonna get to the campus early and get hopefully finish them up before class. Yeah, I got psych around midday and my journalism class in the afternoon. How about you? Just the one? Lucky you. Guess you're just gonna relax all afternoon then? I'm jealous. Oh. Which reminds me, would you be able to pick me up after? I don't know what time I'll be done. I'll probably get dinner first. You know how late the shit goes. I'll send you a text. Come on. I know you're just gonna end up back at my place. Don't be like that. Besides, don't act like you don't get anything out of it. Great. Thank you so much. You're the best. I'll see you later tonight. Have a good day, sir. Oh, my ride's here. Hey, I had a really great time today. I'll give you a call sometime. Bye-bye. Thanks again for picking me up. You're the best. Did you see him? The guy I was with, do you know him? He's the one from my journalism class. I've been talking to him for an entire semester already. He just asked me on a date, like, out of the blue. Totally didn't expect him to do that. That's why I'm later than usual. I had the date. Okay, chill girl. Sorry, I'm just so excited. It was a lot. You're okay with this, right, sir? I know you told me that we're not exclusive, but you let me know if... Ah, thank you, sir. 'Cause I've kind of been crushing on this guy all year. Like he... Oh, shit. Sorry, sir. No, no. Don't worry about a thing. I'll take care of that for you. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. He's a cute guy that I met at the party. We went to a while back, you know? The one where I needed a whole night talking about various books like a couple of nerds. And then he just left without giving me his number or anything. Remember how I was complaining about it all that week? Like, how can you have such a connection with someone and not think about following up on it? And just when I thought I was never going to see him again, he just shows up in my class, acting like he did nothing wrong, and he still didn't ask me for my number or ask me out. I swear, getting his social information was like squeezing water from a stone. Honestly, I'm surprised he asked me out at all. It's been months. I've been trying to flirt with this guy the entire time, and he was just so oblivious. I was as close to giving up on him, and then today he just invited me out to dinner. So of course I jumped at the chance, and the guy's like super funny too. Like he does this impression of our professor that is spot on. The whole time I could not stop laughing, it was almost embarrassing. The whole restaurant was probably looking at me, laughing away like an idiot. But yeah, it was fun. Complete the unexpected, but so much fun. I'm definitely going to be seeing him again. Don't want this guy to slip through my fingers. He's sweet, a little nerdy, but in a cute way, you know? And he's normal, which is a good thing. I think I need some more normal in my life to balance out all this weirdness. 'Cause I certainly don't get it from you. But damn it, he's so damn polite. It's like he's afraid of getting too close to me. The cute, nerdy act can only be enduring for so long, you know? So I put my foot down on that right away. Not literally, of course, but I did have to take charge at the end of that night. Gave him a kiss to show him I'm interested, you know? I think he got the hint after that. We finally exchanged phone numbers after that. I told him that I'd call him again because I don't want him to ghost me. Oh, are we home already? But you haven't come yet. Sorry, I've been talking so much tonight. I'm such a naughty pet. Alright, I'll finish you up here. Grab my hair, use me however you want. Just go as fast as you. Here's all your cum, sir. May I swallow it? Thank you, Master. Thank you for the delicious treat. And allow me to clean up after myself. There, all clean for you. Did I make it up to you? Was I a good girl? Thank you, Master. And thanks again for picking me up. I'd hate to catch a bus or something at this hour. Yeah, I could have used Uber. Uber's too expensive these days. Besides, that's what I have you for. Home finally. Man, that was a long day. Oh no, the date was great. Just I could do without the school before it. So, what do you want to do? I'd offer some food, but I already ate. Also, it's pretty late. I was thinking of going to sleep soon. Want to watch a movie, or... Of course. Where shall we go? Right there? The living room? Yes, sir. I'll meet you on the bed. Give me a moment to get ready for you. Look at me, sir. I stripped off for you. Do you like how I look? Spread along this bed. Spreading my legs for you. Spreading my pussy for you. Or should I call it your pussy? It belongs to you after all. All of my body does. Come and fuck your pussy, sir. Oh, my apologies. You're right, I was just getting ahead of myself. Forgive me, sir. I got myself all worked up. I forgot to ask for it properly. Oh, please, Master. Use me. Treat me like the slut you've made me. Fuck my slutty holes that were made to be filled by your cock. Treat me like the whore that I am. Please, I'm begging you. I need to be fucked by my Master. It's my only purpose. Ah, oh, I love the way you look at me, the lust in your eyes. I know you want to fuck me, that you're going to fuck me, whenever and wherever you want. I get so turned on during the day when I'm home alone. I just think about how you're going to use me. I touch myself thinking about it when you're not here. That's how much of a fucking slut I am. I'm a dirty fucking free you slut, and I love it, cause I want you to use me. I want you to use me. Look, you can see how needy I am for you, how wet my cunt is. Look at it, sir. I promise it'll make you feel so fucking good. It's so warm and slick. You can just glide right in. Ah, please. Please, I need it. Don't tease me like this. I know you wanna fuck me. I've been a good girl. I haven't touched myself once. I need your cock, Master. I'm going to go crazy if I don't get it soon. Ah, please, sir. Please fuck me. Use your fuck pet like she was made to be used, please. Please. Oh, please. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you, sir. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, keep doing that, yeah. Oh, yes. Grab my ass, sir. Thrust your hips into me like that. Oh, God. Yeah. Fuck, this feels so good. Fuck, Master, you're making me feel so good. Oh, I love when you fuck me. I love being used by you every day. Oh, yes. Right there. Fuck. Your hands are all over me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, more. I love it. Oh, treat me like the fuck toy that I am. Oh, fuck it. Keep reminding me how good it feels to be your personal slut. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck yes. Fuck. I want you to use me. Oh, yes, sir. Fuck me right there. Yes, right there, sir. I'm yours. Yours to use whenever and wherever. Fuck me, sir. Fuck your bed. Fuck me harder. Slam me into the bed. Oh, yeah. Yes. 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 You made me like this. You trained me to be an obedient little fox slut. And I love every minute of it. Ah. Oh, fuck. Thank you, master. Thank you for training me into your pet. I've never been happier in my life. Ah. I belong to you. Ah. Forever and ever. Already and willing to be used by you every day. Oh, it's so good. Oh, yes. Oh, you want to come? I can see it. Oh, master wants to come. Oh, yes, please. Please do it, sir. Fuck me as hard as you can and then come. Come inside me. Inside your fucking bed. Oh, shoot a big sticky load inside me. Mark me as yours, please, sir. I want it. I need it. Let me be selfless just this once. And ask you to come in my pussy. Yes, please, sir. Please, sir. Oh, yeah. Oh, fucking breathe me. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Fuck right there. Right there, sir. Let it all out. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, thank you. I want it all. Thank you, sir. Damn. Are you satisfied for today, sir? Because I sure am. I'm sorry, sir. Sorry for being such a dirty slut. Oh, well, if you don't mind, then I guess I'll keep being this way. So, I talked a lot about my day, but how's your day been? Yeah? Pretty standard. Oh well. Nothing wrong with having a chill day. I know some people who'd kill to have days like that. Today? Yeah, I think I'll go in another one. I like him. I don't know how serious it is yet, but I like him. I like to think it could turn into something, you know? God knows how long I've been since I last had a boyfriend. I like how we can just do this. You know, just chill in bed and talk about our lives. No awkwardness. No serious attachments. One moment we can fuck like rabbits and then we're back to being friends. Best friends. Thank you for being a great friend. And a great listener. And a great master. Yeah, of course. Dating, whether I got a serious boyfriend or not, none of it will ever get in the way of what we have. Trust me, there is nothing to be worried about. I'll always make time for you. I'll always belong to you. I promise I'm a girlfriend second and your pet first. Yeah, I promise. Are you tired? I'm pretty tired too. Do you mind if I fall asleep? No? Good. Because I was going to fall asleep anyway. Yeah, I'll wake you up the usual way tomorrow. Same as always. Good night.